This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a victory Monday. Mm. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Lopez, you're a big fan of Columbia Sportswear, right?
All the time, yeah.
Are you familiar with the CEO?
Yeah, it's a woman. Well, it was a woman. It might be someone else.
Yeah,
now.
So yeah. It's a guy.
A woman founded the company.
Yeah, but The CEO of that company is Tim Boyle. Okay. Not that Tim Boyle.
Right. Yeah, I was like, that sounds familiar.
Not the quarterback Tim Boyle, the real Tim Boyle.
Good for Tim Boyle, man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, this is the real Tim Boyle right here.
Sometimes you always wonder what athletes are able to do after they done playing. Good for Tim Boyle.
Yeah, but this Tim Boyle is worth a couple billy, something light. But he had a message for everyone out there, specifically a certain pocket of the world or a group of people. And this is what he had to say.
Hi, I'm Tim Boyle. I'm the CEO here at Columbia Sportswear. And this message is for flat earthers.
Oh.
You guys claim there's an end to the earth? Well, just go snap a picture. Send it to us, and you get the assets of the company. All of it. Best of luck.
You get the whole company?
That's what he said. That's what he said. Could you do this?
No, you can't.
713-572. You wouldn't try to do this for a billion?
Okay.
I will.
Are we going to have a flat earth discussion?
Hey, I would pull a ChatGPT, make me a picture of the earth being flat. Here you go, buddy.
Why did he do this?
All of a sudden, we're going to have a flat earth discussion.
The last time that sports radio had flat earth discussions, it was Kyrie Irving. Was this when he was in Brooklyn? Or was this even before that? How?
Oh boy! I'll tell you what.
Why are we here?
I said I would try when you teased it, and as we've talked about, I don't even like to look at your rundown on your thing because I like to be surprised in the moment. I actually would not try.
You're not gonna get on your boat and just keep going until you find
it.
Keep
going.
You better all playing the lottery.
That's right.
What made him do this?
Yes.
I don't know. He must have been having a conversation with somebody. You know what? Damn it.
You think the earth is flat? Yeah, prove it.
He thought enough was enough.
I would give you this whole damn company if you could send me a picture of the earth being flat.
That's how you know somebody was on his last nerve. It was on his last nerve.
I give up everything I work hard for.
He said, "Oh, my mama, I give you everything. I don't even care.
I let you have my wife.
How much you want to bet?
Prove this to
how
me.
How much you want to bet? I'll bet everything. How much you want to bet?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. He probably got into some message board or some conversation.
No, that had to be in person.
No, man, it's flat. It's flat. Trust me. No, man, I've seen stuff. Oh, you think it's flat? I'll give you $2 billion worth of my company.
Also, this had to go through legal, right? Like, he can't just...
Probably.
You didn't just put this on social... Is this on, like, the Columbia official social media or
whatever? Yeah, I think he posted it.
Yeah.
Or he just post it himself? That's what I'm wondering. Like, did he get mad and do this on his own, or did he take this through the entirety of the company?
It was a professional-ass video. It wasn't just let me break out the iPhone in selfie mode. This was a professional ass video.
I mean, I want to know what everybody else in the company thought as that was working through the chain of like the lawyers were like, is he for real?
I just want to see somebody come through and try to prove it.
Yeah. Oh, there probably will be someone.
Yeah. I want to see somebody like, hey, look, bro. Look. See, here's the picture right here.
This is where it ends.
Yeah.
This is where it ends.
It's the Mixtape and the Lou Sports Radio 610. If you guys were in Cleveland, Ohio doing radio, how would you start your show off, man, after the game yesterday?
That is a good question.
It's got to be about Stefanski, man.
Yeah.
It's got to be about, like, what is this bozo doing to a potential franchise quarterback?
Yeah, but I'd be trying to put him on a rocket and fire him into the sun.
Yeah.
But see, it's a couple different ways you could go with this, man, because – you could, I would be talking about Stefanski right here because I felt like that was an awful job he did.
Yeah,
but also it's the other place you could go to.
Tankathon. Say,
heck no, that's another place.
Okay, I thought the case. You put on the cool in the gang and just celebrate good times. Yeah, yeah.
Or you could go, hey, you got a franchise quarterback.
Oh, are they doing that?
Here we go.
So
360 something, four touchdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I decided to check them out. 92.3 The Fan up there in Cleveland, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Before I get to what they was talking about this morning, this was Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. I want to say that Monday morning after a preseason game where Shedeur Sanders started.
And I'm going to do it. Super Bowls! Super Bowls! Yeah!
I think we might have one.
The circus is here.
I think we might have one. Then fine, call me the ringmaster because I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can't believe he did what he did. I thought
Carmen and Bailey were here. The circus.
I was hoping it was going to be okay. I had no idea it was going to be that good. I am busting. I am excited. Whoa. I have no idea how this season is going to turn out. But damn it, what an exciting moment. What a night. I hope you all enjoyed it.
That was after a preseason game.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was after the preseason game versus the Carolina Panthers.
Man, hope springs eternal during training camp or before, even right before training camp is even better because sometimes you actually see things in training camp where you go, oh, no. right before training camp, it's so great. It's the greatest delusion of a sports fan is just like going into every season, this is our year.
Yeah. So this was this morning. So if you didn't know, the Cleveland Browns lost to the worst team in the league, and the Tennessee Titans. But Shedeur Sanders had a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. This is how they started their show.
We gonna do it?
What? I'm not doing that.
You're not doing it?
No, sarcastically, I'll do it.
Sarcastically? Kenny!
What?
How many yards, how many touchdowns does a quarterback need to account for you to do Super Bowl Super Browns?
Super Bowl Super Browns.
Super Browns!
Can't do it.
Yeah!
Can't do it.
Found our quarterback.
I know you don't insult the people's intelligence.
Found our
You're being sarcastic. You're being sarcastic.
I got the text from my boss
You're
this morning.
You're being sarcastic.
I got he's don't sending me paragraphs.
It. See, this is now you got me Hold pissed.
On. Now he's mad.
I love it. A Meryl spat?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's great radio right there.
Yeah, so it's weird because Ken was clearly pissed about the coaching decision and losing to the worst team in the league. Meanwhile, Anthony was like, hey, we got a quarterback.
Super Bowl, Super Browns.
Let's go.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit.
Yeah
that got to be tough, just going through all of those different emotions.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So a couple of current NFL quarterbacks decided to jump in the media space during the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So you had one Jameis Winston, you had Russell Wilson, decided to, you know, be a fill-in analyst.
I'm so glad you do this.
Yeah. So Russell Wilson decided to be a guest on, I want to say it was CBS.
No, Russ. Yeah, Russ was on CBS.
Yeah,
sorry,
Russ was on CBS.
NFL Today.
Yep. So he was kind of hanging out. He's in studio, had the microphone mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So here is kind of his, I guess, what he had to say about who's the most dangerous team in the AFC.
The next pun for you, the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Man, oh man. We just played the Patriots. We played Denver early. They had a crazy comeback, 19-point game. But I'm still going to go the most dangerous team. I'm actually going to go with the Texans. I'm going to go with the Texans. They may lose tonight, but they're going to win the rest of them. They're going to get back in the playoffs, I think, and they find a way to get in. And if they get in with that defense, they're a problem.
Thanks, Matt Ryan. Yeah. Matt Ryan has been on this. So can you give me that sound that Matt Ryan made again? Because that wasn't a human sound that he made. He was so excited that somebody agreed with him, even if it was Russell Wilson.
But I'm still going to go the most dangerous team. I'm actually going to go with the Texans.
What the heck was that?
Man. He was so excited. I feel like that's how he felt mm-hmm. watching Azeez Alshire get an interception. Just that noise right there.
Yeah. And so he was kind of made the rounds on CBS.
Danger Russ. I see what they did there.
Yeah. I see what they did there.
Ain't that his Twitter account?
Yeah.
Yep. And they also said they gave him that nickname in college.
Mm-hmm.
Which college?
I have no idea. I don't think they...
Because he's a whole pack of Badgers, I never know which college he wants to talk about.
Yeah. So Jameis Winston was also doing a little media thing with Fox.
Yes.
And here's Jameis Winston on Liam Cohen.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duval the right way.
He went Duval.
How would you pronounce it, James?
Duval.
What's your Broadway one?
Duval.
Yes.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got.
By the way, I do not want to see Russ Wilson in this space. He's clearly auditioning. He's clearly angling. I don't want to see
I'm glad y'all said that.
I don't want to see
because
it.
Because I was wondering because clearly they trying to do a little, mm-hmm. you know, they trying to work their way in a little bit. So I wonder out of some of the current NFL players that's playing right now that are probably towards retirement a little bit,
mm-hmm.
who can you see being in that spot?
I do want to see Jameis. I mean, he's just entertainment personified in it, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah, I got a couple names on here.
Okay.
I'm going to just run down the list.
I feel like
tell me yay or nay on these. Travis Kelce.
I'm good.
I could,
You don't see him on Fox next to Gronk
and all
this other stuff?
I know they can do
His
that.
His brother doing a good job?
I like Jason much more than I like Travis in that space.
I think Travis will get the opportunity. I'm just saying I don't want to see it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. I think it might be interesting.
I think it would be better than
you don't see him following Tom Brady a little bit, trying to be a color commentator.
I think Aaron would be better than we give him credit for right now, because he seems like he has the right amount of DGAF,
mm-hmm.
for I'm just going to say what I need to say in this moment, which sometimes I think that they can kind of dance around. But I also, he just gets that smug look where you want to hit him in the face. And I don't know if I want to watch that all the time.
But the thing is, I think people would want to see what he's saying. And that's a big barometer. That's a big gauge of whether they're going to be successful. I'll put it this way. I'll put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Travis Kelce.
Count me as a strong maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Von Miller.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Got that country accent.
Yeah.
Talking about chickens and all the weird stuff that he's done in his life.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I would have to see. Yeah, I'd have to see the audition. You know, I'd have to see how, you know, a couple of test runs.
We really don't have that many wide receivers that get into the space, like least at the in the legacy media space.
I could see him getting in the podcast area a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious if he'd be that guy that'd just be on SportsCenter, just giving his take on some of the games going on this weekend or something like that.
What are wide receivers we have in this space? Like, obviously, you have Greg Olsen's tight end. I'm stretching it. Mm-hmm. Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
And Andrew Hawkins got into it for a little bit, but he's kind of been a little bit more on the periphery now.
Yeah. You got Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah, Randy Moss. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a couple people.
Okay. You got some White House. All right. My bad.
And then last couple of ones, Kirk Cousins.
I think he'd be great. Yeah. I think he'd
be great. Kirk would be okay.
I think he'd be great.
I think he might be a little too eager, which, again, my fault, not his. Like, yeah. He is genuine with his, and I appreciate that. It would annoy me personally. So that's more about me than it is about him. I want to make that clear.
All right, and last one, Geno Smith.
Nah, I'm good on that.
I don't know what the analysis would look like.
Yeah.
I would like to hear him try, but I actually don't know. Because some of this is also like, oh, man, this person would provide good analysis. Mm-hmm. I have no idea whether he would provide good analysis.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because, like, even Dan Orlowski, I would have never thought he would be as good as he is, just off the strength of him being a backup quarterback or not that good.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is a great answer on the YouTube page. Shout out to Sean. Calais Campbell. Yeah, sign me up every day and twice on Sunday. Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. Like, he is really smart. He is super nice, which I don't know how much that you value that, but it's kind of cool to have a dude where it's like, ah, no, he's a great
guy. Likable.
Yeah. Also, his voice is hilarious, man. He sounds like a friendly monster in a kid's movie.
That's right.
He is fantastic. So there you go. There's another fantastic edition of the mixtape right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. is when you catch it every day. At the Figgy Fig, if you see something mixtape worthy to throw in there, Jimmy Smith is one somebody throws in here. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you guys getting involved. We always like that. All right, coming up next, we'll get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. But before we do that, I would like to salute again a dude who I believe was one of the most important guys in this football game. We'll do that next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.